Today we're speaking with Guy Otto from Stats Canada, and the subject is the census. Once every 5 years that comes around. So Guy, welcome to CGMQ.
Thank you.
And you're here because of the census that is coming up.
Yes, I'm here because of the census. At the beginning of May, we will begin our big census operation as we do every 5 years. So we will distribute letters of information and then questionnaires, and we need census enumerators in order to do this.
All right, so the census time, that means that you will be mailing things out to people?
So this time around, this census, we have some innovation. We will mail letters at the beginning of May, May 3rd, and these letters will explain that this is the census, and we'll have an internet access code, unique internet access code for each dwelling. So we will first ask the population if they want to complete their census questionnaire online via our internet website. That will be easier to complete the questionnaire. Of course, it would be easier for us to manage all questionnaires coming online. So that will be the first step. The census questionnaire this year is 10 questions, very short, easy, basic demographics and language. So we will do that. We will wait a little bit, send a reminder letter around May 10, then send a paper questionnaire for those who still didn't answer out, didn't complete their questionnaire. So that will be around May 18. And at the end of May, each dwelling that haven't completed their questionnaire, then our field staff will go and knock on doors and explain why it's important, why we do this. The census will still be mandatory. This short questionnaire will be mandatory. So our census enumerators will offer their help, answer questions, and we'll continue and we'll go on until we get 100% of the population, because that's the objective of the census, to count all the population of Canada.
Well, it's just amazing. As you were speaking, there's so many questions that come to mind. And I wasn't sure there would be when we started this, but there are. And unfortunately, every time there's something like this, this is Stats Canada, so this is the Canadian government asking you information about yourself. But every time something like this comes up, inevitably, someone is out there trying to gather information on people, trying to subvert and trying to find ways to get into people's private information. What are the things that people should know about the census that's coming up this year, about Stats Canada? How do you know that the person coming to your door, or the person phoning you, or the email that you receive is actually from Stats Canada and is gathering information that the Canadian government wants?
Okay. First of all, precision, we won't send any email, only we will send letters, and only respondents will go themselves on our website to complete the questionnaire.
Okay, let me underline that for our listeners. If you get an email claiming that it's from Stats Canada, it is not from Stats Canada.
Not, exactly.
It don't is not. Answer it.
No, because we don't have email addresses. So in no circumstances, we will send email. Then all our employees will have an ID card, will be identified as StatsCan employees. Clearly, they'll have their photos and they'll have their ID cards. Every time you will be able to phone a 1-800 number and say, hey, I want to verify, is that person really from Statistics Canada?
Okay, let me just underline something here. Mm-hmm. If someone comes to your door, don't feel that you have to answer the door. There's some people out there who just don't answer the door. And you know what? That's probably a good policy sometimes. Depends on your situation. You're not obliged to. The Canadian government's not obliging you to come to the door or anything like that. If you feel uncomfortable, don't. And these people may come to the door, but that's not the only way to fill out your census. If you don't have access to internet, there are other ways. You don't have to have someone coming to your door.
The best thing is to complete the census questionnaire either online, if you have access to internet, or when we will send these letters with the access code, there will also be a phone number where you can ask for a paper questionnaire, and you can do this. You phone and you say, I want my questionnaire, on paper. So you receive your questionnaire, you fill it, you send it back via mail, by mail, and that's it. You will never hear from us again. Now, this time around, I must precise, we will have a longer questionnaire, a longer form, after the census. It's going to be called a National Household Survey. And this will replace what we used to do in censuses prior to this one, where we would distribute one out of five dwellings, we would distribute a longer form at the same time. Now it's different. Everyone will receive a short form. Census, 10 questions, it's still going to be mandatory under the Statistics Act. So as soon as you receive it, complete the questionnaire, send it back, we're online, and that's it. At about 4 weeks after that, at the beginning of June, we will send to one dwelling out of three in Canada a longer questionnaire, 55 questions on a subject like labor force, education, ethnic origin, religion, income. Still very important statistical information to gather. No questions about that. But this one will be distributed to one out of three. It's going to be voluntary. But if you don't complete it, we will do the same follow-ups, either by phone or in person. So, you know, we will go two, maybe three times, and then we will leave it at that if, you know, the person won't answer.
Let me see if I understand properly. The short form from Statistics Canada, that is obligatory. People yes. have to fill that out.
Yes.
It's 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
One out of three households will receive a longer form
mm-hmm.
and will be invited to fill that out, although mm-hmm. it's not mandatory. But in both cases, if you don't fill out, you can expect to have a visit from Statistics Canada to find out if you need help with it or... So the one form, the short form, is obligatory for every household,
mm-hmm.
and the long form, one in three households, but it's not, you're not obliged to fill it out.
That's exactly
it's right. Suggested you do because it gives a portrait of what's happening in Canada. It's a good thing. It's just so many people out there willing to take advantage of everything that, you know, you have to be careful.
Totally. Now, I have to add along these lines, the individual information we gather stayed confidential, is strictly confidential under the Statistics Act. All our employees are sworn to secrecy, and they have, you know, very heavy penalties if they don't. And actually, you know, no one does. I mean, all our employees know, and we train them so that confidentiality is really, really, you know, high on our priority. So the only thing that we publish, of course, as we are known for, is statistical information, tables, reports. On certainly on the country, but not only, on communities, on, you know, municipalities, and that's very important for, you know, even local organizations, community organizations, to gather this information and have this information in order to better know themselves. So, but it's strictly confidential. No individual information will never be published.
Great, that's good to know. Also, can I have an idea of what the 10 questions are so that our listeners will know what they can expect to have to answer?
Sure. So, first of all, there are basic demographic questions like, you know, age, sex, marital status, whether you're in a common law partner, you have a common law partner. That's basically it. And then three questions on language, the mother tongue, what is your mother tongue? What language do you most often speak at home? And then your knowledge of the official languages. So that's basically the 10 questions on the census questionnaire this year.
All right. So someone asking for your credit card number is not going to be part of Stats Canada, that's for sure.
Exactly. Not at all. No credit card, no social insurance number, nothing like this.
Well, you know, we laugh, but it has to be said.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So yes. That's the short form. And that's different this year, isn't it?
It's different. It's different. We added a couple of questions on language from mm-hmm. the long form to the short form. And what's different is that everyone is receiving a short form and everyone has to complete it. Like I was saying, in previous censuses, one out of five would receive a longer form at the same time. So it's different now. It's everyone received the short forms, and later, 4 weeks later, one out of three received a longer form, but it's not the census. It's the National Household Survey.
Now, this whole thing is a very interesting subject, and we didn't even touch on the part that probably is interesting to a lot of people, is that Statistics Canada, gathering information, also generates jobs.
Absolutely. In the Eastern Townships only, we will need about 400 temporary jobs to perform the census during the summer. Some of these jobs will begin actually during the month of March, and then in April, and most of them will go on until mid-August.
So these jobs are being generated by the fact that the census is coming around this year. Are there going to be a lot of students hired for this?
It's actually ideal jobs for students because it's during the summer.
Yeah.
The pay rate is for a census enumerator is $14.72 an hour, and for a supervisor job it's $18 an hour. So you know, we think we're quite competitive in the market with these kind of pay rates. So it's ideal for students, maybe retirees who wants to have temporary jobs. You can even do it part-time. We ask for a minimum of 20 hours a week, but so part-time, but we can do you can also do it on a full-time basis. Of course, it's mostly evenings and weekends because we want to knock on doors where people are at home. And it's the same thing. We also have, like I was saying, jobs at our telephone inquiries center in Sherbrooke. That's on Industrial Boulevard in Sherbrooke. About 70 of them, more than we have right now this summer, we will need. And that's to do telephone follow-ups.
Well, Guy, that sounds very interesting. And I'm sure it's going to be interesting for a lot of our listeners. Employment being hard to find. This is a good job, part-time, which a lot of people are looking for. If someone's interested in doing one of these jobs, how can they get in touch with you, or what do they should they do to find out more?
For census field staff job, they can go on our website. That's census2011.gc.ca, and for a telephone in the office job in Sherbrooke, I have a phone number that I can give you. It's 564-5550. So they will call.
Okay, let me repeat that for listeners and for me as well. So the website, if you're interested in having a job with Statistics Canada for this coming summer, is census.
It's census 2011.
2011.
.gc.ca.
And you go to that website and you'll be directed from there to.
You have an application online there.
Online application.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I have to correct myself for the phone number. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll have too many numbers in my head
now. That's
I
all
guess.
Right.
Okay, so it's 564-5500.
Okay, so the phone number for Statistics Canada, if you're interested in a part-time employment, 819-564-5500.
That's it.
The website is census2011.gc.ca. So very interesting job opportunities there, anywhere from $14 an hour
to 18.
Not too shabby at all.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's good.
Yeah. For a good cause too, getting information. Yeah. I know that the census has taken a lot of rap lately for the information that's asked and the information that's not asked, and there's been a lot of controversy about it, but nothing is actually perfect, and if we don't participate in the census, and how can we complain about it after? And I certainly do enjoy complaining about it. Is there something else we should know about the census?
Well, I think we cover it. I just want to add that all the information that we gather, all the statistical information that we'll publish, will all be public. It's always on our website. It's always reported by the media. So there's nothing that we publish that is not public. So it can be used by everyone, and that's very important for us. I mean, statistical information is there. It's important. It's important in democracy to get this kind of data. So, as much as you participate in the census, we will have as a country and as a community, better data to work with.
Great. Well, I thank you very much, Guy, and that is a great little bit of news for people who are looking for a job. Also, lets you know what's coming up, what you can expect to find in the mail. Thank you very much, Guy.
Thank you very much for having me.